Now, in the past hour, the cross-party Oireachtas Committee on Housing has published a 50-page report on derelict and vacant accommodation. The report, which is not legally binding, includes calls for a vacant and derelict housing audit of all local authorities, a derelict sites register, a derelict sites tax, a review of how many social housing units could be built using derelict or vacant accommodation, and an end to derelict sites in Ireland by 2030. Stephen Matthews is the Green Party TD for Wicklow and chair of the Oireachtas Committee on Housing, Local Government and Heritage. He joins us now from our Dáil studio. A very good afternoon to you, Deputy Matthews, and thank you for talking to us this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brian.
Can I begin with this recommendation that we would have a derelict sites register? Is it actually known at the moment how many derelict and they're slightly different but vacant properties there are in the country?
It's not known at all, Brian, and this is one of the key recommendations from the report, is that we need to get the data, we need good data, we need accurate data. If we're to implement policies and objectives, you need that data. If you can't measure something, you cannot manage it. We do have derelict sites registers held by local authorities. There's only 12 local authorities that actually have those online to view, so it can be quite difficult to even get a look at a derelict sites register. My view and the committee's recommendation is for a national database on derelict sites, on vacancy as well. We need score conditioning on that as well. We need to know the conditions of these buildings that go onto it.
So we don't at this stage know what kind of contribution derelict sites could make to addressing the housing crisis.
Well, the anecdotal evidence would be that everybody is aware, as they go through any town and village in Ireland where we see these buildings that are run down, that are unused, they're falling into dereliction, they can be eyesores on a main street. So we do know that there is a proliferation of it out there. What we don't have is the hard data and facts. There's a number of ways that this data is gathered by local authorities. We will have information coming back now from the local property returns. We would have an online site called vacanthomes.ie, which people can report vacant homes. And we have the census data coming now to us quite shortly. So we have a range of data sets out there. It requires somebody to bring it all together, put all that data together in one place. We've work being done with the Heritage Council on their town centre health checks. It's another form of information and data out there.
So how then do you think derelict sites, accommodation which isn't being used, which has been allowed to become run down, could be brought back in to the housing stock, as it were?
There's a number of ways of doing it. There should be incentives, but there should also there should be carrot and stick approaches to it. So we have a number of government supports at the moment, such as the repair and lease scheme, which helps people to bring the repairs back to buildings, and they enter into an agreement with the local authority to lease those buildings back for affordable and social housing for a period of time. We have the Croí Cónaithe grant scheme now for people who wish to buy and do up a town centre property.
Yeah, that's what we have. What do we need to add, though, to this suite of measures?
I think we need to make the local authorities step up and apply the derelict sites levy. At the moment, sites are sitting out there derelict. The levies are not being applied. We levied over 5.5 million in levies, but we only collected about 376,000 across all the local authorities. So the levy is not being collected. If somebody has a building and it's sitting there, it's bringing no public benefit, it's detracting from the town centres, it's impacting on local businesses, and there's no impediment or there's no reason for them to pay any levy or no reason to do anything with it, they're not going to do anything with it. So we need to apply a derelict site tax, in my view.
Well, we know that there are plans. I think the Minister was saying this week he would hope to see it in the budget for this residential zoned land tax, and the figure that's been mentioned in relation to that is 3%. Do you think that's enough?
The zoned land tax was introduced in the budget last year at 3%. It was criticised as being too low, but what the zoned land tax is, it applies to all size parcels of land out there, whereas the vacant site levy that was in place before that was it was only on certain size sites and it excluded so many sites. So in actual fact, we'd bring a lot more sites into this 3%. So a lot of 3% is better than a small number of 7%. But we will have to watch it, and that's key to any taxation measure. You've got to look at it and see, is it working? And if it is necessary to raise that, then that should be considered as well.
I want to ask you about one specific recommendation, recommendation 37, and I quote, that the department engage with the Department of Transport to examine the feasibility of regulating advertisements in the private motor industry. Now, what's all that about?
Well, look, we've seen a huge uptake in the purchase of large SUV type vehicles. And in my view, there's a disproportionate amount of road space, carriageway space given over to vehicles and cars in our towns and villages. Our towns and villages should be for people. It should be for people to walk around safely, for children to walk safely to school and to cycle. We're not talking about banning cars from towns, but we've got to look at the proportion that we give over to it. SUVs are larger by nature. They're heavier. They obviously contribute.
Just on the advertising issue, though, what are you looking for?
I think it's a good idea. I think it's a good idea.
What is the idea?
Well, we haven't actually pursued it too far, but this was a recommendation that came from TU Dublin Transport Planners. But if people were aware that buying a large SUV is locking them into high carbon emissions for the duration, the life expectancy of that vehicle, they may think twice about
it. So what are you looking for?
I think advertisements around that to say, do you realise the carbon emissions from this vehicle compared to a smaller vehicle? I think people are aware of that. They want to do the right thing for climate. So what kind of a health warning? Well, it's a recommendation. Yeah, it's a health warning. It's advice, it's information. And I think we need to apply all of those when people are making such a considerably large purchase that they're going to have for maybe 10 years' time, the embedded cost and the ongoing cost of running that type of vehicle.
All right. We leave it there. Stephen Matthews from the Green Party, chair of the Oireachtas Housing Committee. Thank you very much for that.